Bill Maher, Democrats will lose every election if they fight for transing children against parents' wills. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 24, 2025. Bill Maher is warning Democrat influencers that the party will lose every election going forward if they force the government between parents and their children on transgender issues. You want to lose every election? Just keep coming down on the side of parents coming in second in a who gets to decide what goes on with my kid contest. Maher told former Obama speechwriter John Lovett during a recent appearance on the Pod Save America podcast. Watch below. Maher was reacting to Lovett's shocking suggestion that parents should only be involved in making transgender-related decisions about their children if they are in agreement with their child's identity delusions, before insinuating that any parent who does not concur with their child's trans identity is no different than an abusive parent who puts their kids in danger. I don't want Donald Trump deciding child trans-related issues. I want parents and doctors, Lovett said, sparking Maher to interject, stating, well, you just said parents can get shut out. I don't think parents should get shut out. There are rare exceptions to that, Lovett replied. Look, we all believe that parents should have the decisions over their children. But we also recognize that some parents do such a bad fucking job that the kids are in danger. That happens outside of trans issues, that happens all the time, Lovett continued. Some parents are fucking terrible. The podcast host went on to claim, somehow, the fact that there are terrible parents in the world gets erased on these trans-related questions. Do I think that schools should, as a baseline, be keeping a secret from parents? Of fucking course not. No one thinks that, Lovett insisted. Maher pushed back, responding, apparently that's not true. People do think that. Elsewhere in their conversation, Lovett made a wild analogy, comparing regrettable transgender surgeries to heart surgeries that go wrong. There are also really important surgeries that people get for their heart, and they go wrong, and somebody dies. And nobody says, we must stop the cardiologists. No one says, we must stop the surgeons, he said. A seemingly shocked Maher replied, wow. That's your analogy? We don't get rid of the specific surgery. We don't throw out a whole field of medicine, Lovett argued. We say, let's make sure we're doing it in a way that's healthy. The science, the research, makes clear that, yes, there are exceptions. Yes, there are people practicing it in ways that maybe go too far. But for the most part, study after study shows that gender-affirming care saves a lot of lives, Lovett claimed, before dismissing concerns around child transgender issues as mirage cases. Maher then cited a very big story he saw this year in the New York Times, in which a woman conducted a 10-year study and did not release it on purpose, because she said it would weaponize the argument from the other side. So in other words, it came out not the way you wanted the study to come out. Not what you said, that, oh, all the studies show, no, the Real Time with Bill Maher host said. Some people, yes, trans surgeries, are the right thing, he added. But to take that risk at that age, before you know shit about anything. And again, this was a very long study, very thorough. And they wouldn't release it, because it came out with the wrong conclusion. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.